y su sin chin.
Brothers and sisters, let's read few passages in the Bible.
第一处在约翰福音十二章。
The Gospel according to John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章。
John 12.
我们来看二十节。
Verse 20.
那时上来过祭礼拜的人中，有几个腓利尼人。他们来见加利利伯撒大的腓利，求他说：“先生，我们愿意见耶稣。”腓利去告诉安德烈，安德烈同腓利去告诉耶稣。耶稣说：“人子的荣耀的时候。” 到了，耶稣说：“人子的荣耀的时候到了。”我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不如在地里死了，人就是一粒；若死了，就结出许多的子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就失丧生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。 若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在那里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
First, we just read verses 20 through 26.
然后我们再看28节。
Now, verse 28.
主啊，愿你荣耀你的名。 当时就有声音从天上来说：“我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。”我们再看第十三章，Chapter
13:31-32。请你念吧，31到32。13:31. So when he had gone out, Jesus said, Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him immediately.
好，我们来看以弗所第四章，chapter
4.
我们看第十一节。他所施的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧人和教师，为要成全圣徒，固定己职，建立基督的身体，直到。 等到我们众人在正道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切移交之风飘来飘去，就随种各样的。
Lastly, we will read Philippians chapter 1.
第九节,
verse 9.
第九到第十页, 请你念吧,
verses 9 to 11. And this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.
十一节特别注意，靠着耶稣基督，浸满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀、称赞归于神。靠着耶稣基督，浸满了仁义的果子，叫荣耀、称颂归于神。 我们祷告。
Let's note especially verse 11, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Let's pray.
父神，荣耀荣耀荣耀荣耀都归给你。
Father God, glory, 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 and glory be all unto you.
唯有你配得这样的荣耀。
You alone are worthy of such glory.
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄，因为你创造了万有，万有也是因着你的旨意被造而有的。
Worthy are you, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor, because you have created all things, and because of your will, they were created and existed.
父，我们感谢你。照着你旨意所喜悦的，预定我们在主耶稣基督里得着了儿子的名分。
Father, we thank you that according to your good pleasure that we have been predestined to the adoption as sons in Christ Jesus.
今天我们能够在你儿子那珍贵的名下，我们一同聚集。
Today we can be gathered together under your son's venerable name.
你爱子的名已经超过万民之上的名，万切都应当跪拜，万口都应当称颂，能够把荣耀都归给我们的父神。
The name of your beloved is above all names, that at the name of your son, all knees shall bow, all tongues shall confess, to give all the glory and honor to you.
何等荣耀珍贵的名。
Oh, how glorious and honorable name this is.
主，我们在这里称颂这个名，高举这个名，见证这个名。
Lord, here we bless this name, we exalt highly this name, and we testify of this name.
父神，今天早晨在我们中间，你得着当得着的荣耀。
Father God, in the midst of us today, this morning, receive this praise that's due to you.
让你在教会中，在众圣徒中得着荣耀。直到世世代代。
In the church among your saints, be glorified to all generations forever and ever.
愿你的血都遮盖。
May your blood richly cover us.
愿你的灵恩膏更多的充满。
May your spirit, your anointing.
就在这个时候，你的荣耀显在我们的中间。
Fill us abundantly that right now your glory be revealed in our midst.
主，感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, we give thanks to you and we praise you.
把你的仆人、翻译的姊妹都交在你手中。
We simply commit your servant and your maidservant, the translator, into your hand.
让他们能够站在这里荣耀你的名。
So that as they stand here, they will glorify your name.
这样祷告祈求，因耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想今天我们还是继续来交通啊，明亮的晨星，这应该是第十四讲。
Today we will continue to fellowship on the bright morning star, and I believe this is the 14th sharing.
啊，弟兄姊妹还记得我上次讲的
？Brothers and sisters, do you recall what I said last time?
我上次用了以赛亚两段经文。
Last time I used the two passages in Isaiah.
一段是三十七章
First is in chapter 37,
那里有一段很宝贝的话说
And there is such precious statement here.
犹大家仍然要往下扎根往上结果
The house of Judah again will take root downward and bear fruit upward.
我们还交通了那一段以赛亚书第六十章
And also Isaiah chapter 60.
兴起发光
Arise and shine.
因为你的光已经来到。
Because your light has come.
耶和华显现，照耀你。
The Lord has arisen over you.
黑暗遮蔽大地。
Darkness covers all the earth.
冤暗遮蔽万民。
Deep darkness over all the people.
耶和华的荣耀显现。
And the glory of the Lord
要显在你的身上。
The glory of the Lord will be seen upon you.
我想这两段经文可以连贯在一起来看。
I believe you can put these two passages together.
我想这两段话对着以色列国是一个极大的安慰，极大的一个鼓励。
And these two passages are great encouragement and comfort to the house of Israel.
因为以赛亚第三十七章，我们知道这是以西西基王做王的时候，西西家做王的时候。
We know that in chapter 37, the passage it was spoken because King Hezekiah was the king at that time.
因为这个国，以色列国、犹大国已经到了一个最危急的时候。
And Israel and Judah have come to the most critical moment.
所有的城市都已经攻陷了。
Because all of the cities were taken.
最后就是攻击这个耶路撒冷。
All that's left is to attack Jerusalem.
西西家就带着这些百姓全心的归向神。
Therefore, King Hezekiah took all of his subjects and returned to the Lord wholeheartedly.
我们的神就是说，以赛亚先知给了他们一个应许。
Therefore, our God, through the prophet Isaiah, gave them this promise.
神要拯救他们。
That God would deliver them.
他们还要往下扎根，往上结果。
They will again take root downward and bear fruit upward.
我们看见神的热心成就了这事。
And we also see that the view of God has brought it to.
那一天，耶和华的使者就把那亚述的全部的军队18万5000人全部的消灭。
On that day, the angel of the Lord killed all the Assyrians, 185,000 of them.
所以以色列国还能够存在一百多年。
That's why the kingdom of Israel continued to exist for another 100 plus years.
他们还能够在地上发光。
Again, they shone on the earth.
他们还能够结果，往下扎根，
Again,
往上结果。
They took root downward and also they bore fruit upward.
但是最可惜的，最后这个国家还是被巴比伦征服了。
But unfortunately, in the end, the country was still conquered by the Babylonian kingdom.
但是这个预言不但是当时候应验。
However, this prophecy was not only fulfilled at that time.
并且这个预言一直应验到我们重新出现主耶稣第二次再来的时候。
But the same prophecy will continue to be fulfilled until the appearing of the bright morning star when our Lord comes the second time.
当主耶稣第二次再来的时候，他要审判，他要审判以色列国，也要审判教会。
When the Lord Jesus comes the second time, He will judge all the Israel kingdom and also the church.
一面审判，一面要拯救，一面要复兴。
On the hand, He will judge. He will pass out the judgment, but on the other hand, He will revive. He will deliver.
我们看见主的国要实现在地上。
And then we will see that the kingdom of God will be fulfilled on earth.
以色列国要彻底的蒙拯救。
Israel will be completely saved.
不但他们在政治上复兴，他们在属灵上一个有了一个真正的复兴蒙拯救。
Not only will be revived politically, but also spiritually.
我们看见那个微小的国要变为一个强盛的国，一个大国。
We will see the small one will become a great mighty one.
一个非常弱小的族，他们要增加加增千倍。
And a little tribe will increase thousands of times.
我们看见他们不再作为，他们要做头；不再居下，他们要居上。
We will see again that they will no longer be underneath but above, no longer be tail but head.
这是一个预言，以后要照着他所定规的。能够成就这事。
This is a prophecy which will be fulfilled according to God's determined end.
所以这些话对着以色列是一个极大的安慰和鼓励。
So all these words to Israel are such a tremendous comfort and encouragement.
我想这个话也是对针对着末日的教会、末日的圣徒讲的。
But I also believe that the same words also are spoken to all the saints in the end time, all the church.
我们上次念到以赛亚63那里说，黑暗遮蔽了大地，冤案遮蔽了万民。
Last time we read that the darkness shall cover the earth and deep darkness the people.
我想当时候的以色列也笼罩在这个黑暗冤案的中间。
I believe that in those days that the whole Israel was so covered in this deep darkness.
特别是在西西家，我刚刚讲的一段历史的中间。
Especially during the time in the history of King Hezekiah.
我想今天的教会也落在这个光景的里面。
So likewise today's church also have fallen into the same darkness.
不但在这个幕后的一个最危险、最黑暗的一个时代。 不但是笼罩了整个世界外民，也笼罩了以色列，也笼罩了今天的教会。
In this darkest, most perilous time, this deep darkness has covered not only the whole world, but also this church.
最可怕的黑暗。
This is the most dreadful darkness.
就是教会落在这样一个黑暗的中间，我们却不知道。
The most dreadful darkness is that when the church has fallen into such a dark state and it has no sense of it at all.
今天有多少的教会感觉到我们今天是落在这种黑暗、阴暗的遮盖的底下？
How many churches today have all actually have the sense that they have fallen into this deep darkness which covers the whole world?
多少的教会已经被世界所控制？
So many of the churches have already been controlled by the world.
但是有多少？ 能够知道的,
then again, how many of them actually are aware of it?
这是最可怜, 最可怕的,
and this is the most pitiable and most dreadful thing.
我就想到路加福音第二章最后的一段话。
And then I remember the very last paragraph of Luke chapter 2.
我们知道那一天主耶稣已经12岁、13岁了, 父母就带他们到耶路撒冷去过节。
We know that on that day that when Jesus was about 12 years old, he went with his family to Jerusalem to celebrate the feast.
父母带着主耶稣基督，主耶稣一起来到耶路撒冷，这么一个大的城市。
Jesus' parents took him, the whole family went to Jerusalem, such a big city.
正像乡下人到了大城市里面。
It's just like a countryman went into a huge city.
哎呀，他父母高兴的不得了，那就是过逾越节。哎呀，你看上千上万的人，又热闹又兴奋呢。
And you see that Jesus' parents were so excited because on that day you could see myriads of people, all the hustling and bustling was going on.
我想在那时候的逾越节已经有很多东西，世界的东西掺杂在这个节气的里面了。
And this is the day of Passover, and I believe that so many of the worldly things had already been mingled into that society.
所以他们父母在这样一个大的城市里面，哎呀，兴奋高兴的不得了，能够与他们一起在那里唱啊跳啊欢乐。So
Jesus' parents were so excited, so happy that they could join the rest of the crowd and rejoicing and singing.
从来没有看见有这么人多的一个情况。
Because they had never seen such a crowded phenomenon before.
结果他们把自己的宝贝的儿子都忘掉了。
In the end, they forgot their own precious son.
这个儿子已经死掉了一天了，不是几个小时，他们都不发觉他的儿子已经不在了。
They were not aware that their son had been missing for one day.
因为他们太兴奋了，太高兴了。
Because they were so joyful and they were so excited.
哎呀，结果他发现，怎么儿子到哪里去了？
And by the time they realized that, they said, where did the son go?
结果找了三天，才回堂里面，才找到他宝贝的儿子，主耶稣在哪里，又听又问。
And it took them 3 days, in the end they did find their precious son, and there Jesus was sitting in the synagogue, listening and answering questions.
弟兄姊妹，今天是教会，就是落在这个光景里面。
So brothers and sisters, likewise, this is the exact state in which the church today has fallen into.
主已经不在教会中了。
The Lord is no longer in the church.
当时你看见这些圣徒们在那里高兴啊、欢呼啊、唱啊、跳啊、哎呀、敬拜、赞美啊。
When you see all the saints who are jubilant, singing, dancing, praising the Lord.
他们没有注意主不在他们中间。
You do not notice that the Lord is not in their midst.
正像牧师的教会、老底家教会一样，
Just like the Laodicea church at the end time.
主已经不在教会中，在门外了，他们不感觉到。
The Lord is not in church, it's shut outside the door, but they have no sense of it.
我又想到《四世纪》里面的那一段记载，杀生，大力的大力士杀生。
And also, I remember Samson in the Judges, the great mighty man.
哎呀，我们知道三生那个力大无穷啊，没有人能够把他抓住。非利士人用尽一切办法要抓住他，结果还是给他逃脱了。
We know that Samson was so powerful in his strength that Philistines tried so many ways to grab him, but they failed.
耶和华与他同在，圣灵在他的里头。
Because the Lord was with him and Holy Spirit indwelled him.
结果非利士人买通了达利拉一个女的，去问问他到底哪里来的秘诀，能够有这么的大力。假如咋把这个秘诀告诉我们，我们就可以把他捆住，把他带走。
And in the end, all the Philistines joined Delilah and told her to ask him exactly what's the secret so that we could actually bind him.
结果几次都没有讲实话，所以他们还是落空，没有抓住他。
Samson did not tell the truth after Delilah tried several times.
他最后告诉了达利拉。
So, but in the end, he did tell her.
你只要把我的头发一剃掉。
And he said that as long as you shaved my hair.
因为我们知道，他是从小就是这个献身给主的。
Because we know that ever since he was young, he was consecrated to the Lord.
那一天，非利士人来抓他了，他的头发已经剃掉了。
On that day, after his hairs were shaved, then the Philistines came over to seize him.
结果他们说，非利士来抓你了，他还是以为以前一样的，力大无穷啊。所以当他 shake 他的 body， 他再 shake 一下，他说我力气就来了，哪知道一点都没有力量了。
But Samson still felt he was as strong as before. So when the Philistines came over to seize him, all he thought was, as long as I just shake my body again, I will become this a mighty man.
因为知道哪些人是不能剃头的。
Because he knew that Nazarites are not supposed to shave.
这个头发表明他不在神的那个权柄底下，他是完全顺服神的。
Having this hair indicating that he is submissive to God's authority under his control.
当他头发一剃掉，他就没有能力了。
The hairs were taken away, then he lost his
power. 弟兄姊妹，这件事也说明了，今天教会不但主不在，主不在哪里有能力，但是今天确实我们都不知道，不发觉，耶和华就离开了我们。
So this is a very example as example for all the church that even though the Lord is not in their midst, the power of God has left.
所有的聚会可能还是照常。
All the meetings continue to go on as before.
能力没有了，主不在了。
There is no more strength, and because the Lord is not there.
弟兄姊妹，教会是这样，神的儿女很多也是落在这个光景，不知道自己主已经离开了你。
As this is the condition of the churches, so it is the common condition of all of us, many of God's children, not knowing that God's power has left you.
可能还在那里热心的服侍。
Maybe you are still so zealously.
可能还在热心做这件事，做那一件事。
Maybe very fervently you're doing this and that.
黑暗遮蔽了大地，
阴
暗遮盖了万民。
Exactly, just as the darkness covers all the earth and deep darkness over the people.
我想我上次讲了很多今天教会的光景，
and that
美国的光景。
I mentioned so many conditions in today's America among today's churches.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
以赛亚37:60给我们很大的鼓励。
Isaiah chapter 37 and the 60 have given us such great encouragement.
有很多的安慰。
With much comfort.
虽然耶路撒冷，除了耶路撒冷，所有犹大国的城市都沦陷了，但是耶路撒冷还在。
Even though many of the cities of Judah have been taken down, except Jerusalem, but it did exist.
神应许他们，他们还要往下扎根，往上结果。
And God has promised them that they will continue to take root downwards.
他们还要兴起，在那里发光。
Arise and shine.
感谢主，在全地全地，我们都有一些余剩的名、逃脱的名，在那里为神做见证。
So we thank the Lord that in the world there will still be those remnants who have escaped to bear witness of Him.
他们还在往下扎根，往上在那里去服务。
Continue to take root downward and bear fruit upward.
他们在那里荣耀神。
There.They glorify God.
弟兄姊妹，以色列国、犹大国本来应该在地上荣耀神的。
Beloved, Israel and Judah were supposed to glorify God in this world.
神拣选这个国家成为他的地属地的子民，就是为了让他们能够荣耀这位神的。
The reason that God had chosen them as His earthly people was for the pure purpose to glorify Him.
以赛亚第三十以赛亚。那里有一段，那里一段话，第四十三章吧。
And in Isaiah 43,
那里讲得非常清楚。
It says so.
他说：“你要称为我名下的，是为着我的荣耀所创造的，是我所筑成的，是我所造筑的。”
Those who are called by name are formed and made for my glory. I have formed them and I have made them.
在六十章最后二十三节也讲你，你们是我所种的栽子，是我手中的工作，是要叫我得着荣耀的。
And also toward the end of chapter 60, Israelites were supposed to be the branch of His planting, the work of His hands, so that God may be glorified.
是我所种的栽子，是我手中的工作，是为叫我得荣耀的。
The branch of my planting, the work of my hand, so that I may be glorified.
耶利米第十三章第十一节也是这样讲。
And also Jeremiah 13:11.
神是说耶利米对他们的百姓说：“你们好像腰带一样的贴在你们的身上，我要叫犹大的全家、以色列的全家，要叫他们，使我能够在他们的身上得着名声，得着颂赞。”
Through Jeremiah, God said this to them, that for as the sash clings to the waist of a man, so I have called the whole house of Israel and whole house of Judah to cling to me, said the Lord, that they may become my people for renown, for praise, and for glory. But they would not hear.
叫我的荣耀，叫我的颂赞，叫我的名声在这一些不所选的百姓。
So that the Lord will have this renown, this praise, and the glory among all the people, all these whom He has chosen.
他们失败了。
However, they failed.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
神今天拣选了我们。
Today, God has chosen us.
今天神建造他的教会。
Today, God has been building up His church.
他拣选我们做什么？要叫我们在我们的身上，在教会中，他要得到荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。
Why God has chosen us? Because He is to be glorified in the church, in us, by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever.
今天以色列百姓不能荣耀神，只能羞辱神。
Today Israelites could not glorify God, but instead to humiliate.To degrade him.
他们不再能够往上扎根，往上结果，没有果子。
No longer could they take a root downward, but they don't have any fruit on them.
本来这个国家，神就是让他们像一个葡萄园一样的，让他们能够往下扎根，往上能够结出果子来的，荣耀神的。
Originally, they should be like a vineyard, that they would take root downward and bear fruit upward.Bearing fruit so that the God could be glorified.
你看以赛亚第五章不是讲到吗？耶和华怎么栽种了一个葡萄园，把石头都剪掉，哎呀，这个盖了一个酒池，又盖了一个楼房，又用那个篱笆把它围起来。他把一个上好的葡萄树栽在那里，希望他能够结出好的果子来的。这是以色列国家在神在他们身上的盼望。
God's hope for all the Israel is just like what He said in Jeremiah.Isaiah chapter 5, they should be like a vineyard, that when God took away all the stones, put up fences, built a tower and one press, and put in a very good vine, so they are supposed to bear good fruit, but in the end they bear wild grapes, so God cannot be glorified.
并且耶和华说，我出了葡萄园， 的工作以外，我还有什么工作呢？神所有的心血、所有的时间、所有的精力、计划都在他们的身上。
And the Lord said, "What else work do I have? All of the Lord's work is in this vineyard. He has spent all his time, energy, his heart in it."
他们没有结出好葡萄树，这结出了酸的葡萄、坏的葡萄、不能吃的葡萄。
But they did not bear good fruit, grapes, but instead they bore all these sour, bad grapes, which could not be eaten.
一直到新约。
Now when we come to New Testament,
我们看见我们的主也讲了一个比喻。
Our Lord continued to set a parable here.
他说好像一个园主种植了一个葡萄园，然后租给人家，盼望能够收果子的，结果又没收到果子，一次两次都收不到果子，最后差遣他的儿子去收，希望能够收一点果子，结果儿子都被他们杀掉了。
The parable our Lord said is this: it's like a landowner planted a vineyard and put in good vine, expecting to have good grapes. Therefore, he leased this vineyard to other vine dressers.And in the vintage time, he came to receive the grapes. Once and twice and three times, he did not have any, but instead they killed all the servants that God sent.
你想这个园子的园主怎么样？就派兵把他们全部都消灭掉这些人。
What would be the reaction of the landowner, do you suppose? He sent in armies to destroy them all.
这些人太可恶了。
They are simply...So repulsive, miserable one.
不但没有交出果子来，把我儿子都杀掉了。
So wicked that not only did they hand me the grapes, but also they killed my son.
我想主耶稣讲这个比喻很清楚，是指着这帮法利赛人、犹太人讲。
And when the Lord spoke this parable very clearly, he spoke directly towards the Pharisees.
所以主耶稣说，神的国要从你们的手里夺去。交给那些能结果子的百姓。
Therefore, God said, Jesus said that the kingdom of God will be taken away from your hand, and also be given unto others who will bear fruit.
感谢主，今天我们是应当能够结果子的一般人。
We thank God that today we are to be people who bear fruit.
神的国已经给了我们。
Because the kingdom of God has been given to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是神在我们身上的盼望。
Beloved, this is the hope that God has for us.
我们的神本来就应当得到荣耀的。
Our God is supposedly to be glorified.
你看见在创造上，神已经得到了他的荣耀。
Do you see that in creation, God has been glorified?
诗篇第八篇说：“耶和华我们的主，我们的神啊，你的名在全地何等的美！你的荣耀已经彰显在天。”
In Psalm 8, we read that.How excellent is the name of the Lord, and your glory has been displayed above the heavens.
当我观看你指头所造的天和城市的月亮星辰，我要说人算什么？你顾念他们，人算什么？你们眷顾他们。
When I observe the heavens, the moon and the star, I would say, What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him?
诸天所设神的荣耀，穹苍在那里传扬他的手段。
Even the heavens declare his glory, the firmament shows his handiwork.
罗马书第一章，他说神的事情，人所知道，原显明在人的心里，因为神已经给他们显明了。
And also in Romans 1, we read that the things of God are evident in man because God has revealed them.
神的神能和神性是明明可知的，是他所造之物，叫人无可推诿的。
Even his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood. That is his eternal power, eternal Godhead and power.
但是人虽然知道神的荣耀，却不把荣耀归给神，也不感谢他。
But though men know him, they did not.Glorify him, no word thankful.
这种万有叫人无可推诿，神是何等的荣耀，何等的有能力。
So through the whole creation, man really without any excuse and can only confess that how glorious, how wonderful our God is.
你看二十四位长老，四位活佛，在那里宝座面前，在那里敬拜，说：“我的主，我的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万有，万有也因此已被造而有的，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的。”
And consider again.When the 24 elders and four living creatures bowed down before God and said that, Worthy are you, my Lord, my God, to receive glory and honor, because you have created all things, and because of your will, they were created and they existed.
所以你弟兄姊妹，你看见神荣耀已经在他的创造上已经显得那样的完全了。
So brothers and sisters, do you see that God's glory has been so perfectly displayed among his creation.
神还要显出他更大的荣耀在他的救恩上面。
Then again, God will show even greater glory in his salvation.
在他救恩上显出神的荣耀、神的智慧、神的能力。
In his salvation, he will show forth his wisdom, his glory, and his might.
我们刚刚念的以弗所第一章第三节到第十四节三次提到荣耀，荣耀，荣耀的恩典得到称赞，荣耀得到称赞，荣耀得到称赞。
Now in the Ephesians we just read, three times glory is mentioned to the praise of His glory.
是不是可以这样说？圣父应当得到荣耀，圣子应当得到荣耀，圣灵应当得到荣耀，在创造上。显出他们的荣耀，在救恩上也显出他们的荣耀。
So could we say this way that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit have received their glory in creation, but also in the very salvation that we have?
你就看到第三节那里的第五节在那里讲到。
So here we read in.
他按照他自己所喜悦的预定，我们在主耶稣基督里得到了儿子的名分，叫他荣耀的恩典得到称赞。这是第一个荣耀，就是叫做救恩，我们称义，叫我们成为神的儿女。我们本来是撒旦的儿女，本来在他的黑暗的权势底下，我们今天得到释放，我们成了神的儿女。何等大的荣耀，叫神得到。
So the first glory is in verse 3, that according to his good pleasure that we are predestined to the adoption as sons. And this is when we are justified and we are being saved. And tremendous glory this is in terms of our salvation.
第二个荣耀。
Then we see the second glory.
我想就是主来的时候。
That's when the Lord comes.
我们记得提撒罗尼迦后书第一章那里的话。
And then now we recall in Thessalonians chapter 1.
我们的主我们的神称赞这个提撒罗尼迦教会，因为他们在那里受苦。
As our Lord praised the Thessalonian church when they were suffering.
因为你们是配得神的国的。
And God said you are worthy of the kingdom God.
因为你们是为这国受苦的。
Because you suffer for this kingdom.
但是神是公义的。
However, God is righteous.
他要将患难加给那些加患难给你们的人。
He will repay those who trouble you with tribulation.
好叫你们这些受患难的人能够与我们一同的得到平安。
So that you who are troubled will receive this rest with us together.
到了那时候。
In that, at that time.
就神星出现的时候。
That is when the morning star appeared.
主，我们的主要用千万的使者在天上的火焰中要显现。
And with myriads of angels in a flaming fire in heaven, our Lord will reveal himself.
他要报应那些不认识神、不听从福音的人。
And taking vengeance on those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel.
他们要受刑罚。
And they shall be punished.
他们要永远沉沦。
Forever.
离开主的全能者的荣光。
They shall be punished with this eternal destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the power of His.
接下来他说，这正是主要在那他伸出身上的荣耀的时候。
And this is it continues to say that this is the time when the Lord appears that He will be glorified among His saints.
就是在一切新的人身上要显为稀奇的。哪一个日子
And this is the time when he will be marveled at among all those who have believed him.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们得赎的时候。
And brothers and sisters, this is the time when we have been redeemed.
圣灵在你们身上做了将来的基业的凭据，这等到神的子民得赎的时候，叫他的荣耀得着称赞，这是神在我们身上得到一个荣耀的一个时刻，也是我们的荣耀的一个时刻，就是诚信出现的时候。
So this is the time that the Holy Spirit will redeem us, and as a guarantee of an inheritance, and this is the time when the Lord will be praised. His glory will be shown among us at the time when the morning star appears.
还有一个荣耀。
And then another glory is when
叫你们知道他旨意的奥秘，照着他所安排的这个去满足的时候，叫天上地下所有的一切在基督里同归于一，你们在他的里面也得了基业，他也得着了基业，都是照按照他旨意所喜悦的预定的。
Another glory happens when he has made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure.Which he purposed in himself, that is, in the dispensation of the fullness of the time, all things will be summed up together when he is glorified and we are glorified in him.
是他的荣耀，在首先在基督里有盼望的人得着称赞。
So that those of them who have first hope in Jesus Christ will be to the praise of God.
这是在千年国度里面。
And this is in the millennium.
我们得着了基业。
When we have received our inheritance.
主在我们身上也得着了基业。
And this is the time when the Lord has obtained inheritance in us.
我们要与基督一同掌权，一同管辖那将来的世界。
So that we will reign together with the Lord to rule over the age to come.
我们看见神要在他们身上得着荣耀。
And here we see that God would receive glory in them.
不但是千年国度，在新天新地里面，神要得着荣耀，我们也要得着荣耀。
Not only will God be glorified in the millennium kingdom, but also in the new heaven and new earth. When He is glorified, and so are we.
他不但在我们每一个神的儿女身上得着荣耀，你去看第三章。他能照着在我们身心里面所运行的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超出我们所求所想的，让我们的神能够在教会中，并在主耶稣基督里得到荣耀，直到世世代代。他要在教会中得到他的荣耀。
And also, not only is He glorified in us, if you read chapter 3, you will see that God is able to do abundantly above all that we ask or think.And in the church, he will be glorified by our Lord Jesus to all generations forever and ever. So God will also be glorified in his church.
弟兄姊妹，今天仇敌魔鬼，他所有的工作，所有的计划，所有的破坏，只有一个目的，叫神得不着荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, today the devil's only scheme work and his cunningness is to...reach this very goal, that is, God cannot receive His glory.
叫神的名在我们身上，在教会中得到羞愧，得到羞辱，那他就得胜了，他就高兴了。
So that the name of God will be disgraced in us among the churches, then the devil will be happy because he has overcome in this.
弟兄姊妹，这属灵界的征战，让我们里面眼睛看见。
So brothers and sisters, this is a spiritual warfare in the spiritual realm.Let all our eyes be opened.
神要得着荣耀，撒旦就是叫他得不着荣耀。
Because God wants to receive His glory, but Satan just doesn't want Him to have this.
今天多少教会叫神的名得到，多少神的儿女叫神的名得到羞愧。
Today, how many of God's children have so humiliated God that He cannot have His glory?
你不要以为你犯一个罪，做一件不应当做的事，没有什么大不了，没有什么大不了。神的荣耀在你身上受到亏损。
Don't you ever think of if you committed sin, do something wrong, just very trivial thing. That's no big deal. But God's glory has suffered loss in you.
神用这么大的代价救赎我们，有一个目的在我们身上。
Because He has paid such a great price to redeem us, and there is one purpose, that is, He could be glorified in us.
叫荣耀颂赞能够归给神，
so that all the praise and honor will be unto him.
让你们靠着基督耶稣浸满了仁义的果子，叫称颂荣耀归给神。
So that by Christ Jesus you will be filled with the fruit of righteousness to the glory and praise to God.
这是腓立比书我们刚刚念的第一章。
Philippians chapter 1 we just read.
我们要往下扎根，要往上结果。
So take root downward and bear fruit upward.
弟兄姊妹，我上次还讲到今天基督教里面的为什么把这个荣耀神完全的外缺了。
And the last time I recall that I share with you why in today's Christianity that the glory of God has been completely distorted.
今天有很多这方书非常受人的喜欢，非常受人的欢喜。
Now,
这些书是最畅销的。什么叫荣耀神？
There are so many books on the glory of God, on how to glorify God. They are so welcome and very popular.
今天呢 ，Joel Austin 我要提他了。
So again, I will mention Joel Austin.
上次我讲到什么叫活出美好来，活出美好就是他这卷书，这本书他所写的是畅销全世界。
Now, last time I mentioned that he wrote this book, The Best of Life Now, subtitled.Live at your full potential. That is so popular all over the world.
我上次已经介绍了一下。
And last time I briefly shared it with you.
他的荣耀神同圣经里说荣耀神完全是两回事。
His glory is so totally different from the glory in the Bible.
我们要奋发图强，提高自己。
That is, we need to strive to succeed and become self-driven.To be able to transcend yourself.
提高自己生活的质量品质。
To raise the very quality of your living style.
提高我们自我的价值观。
And also raise your very viewpoint of your self-worth.
我们能够住大的房子，住大的汽车，在地上有地位，有名誉，有财富，叫神得着荣耀。
We need to live in a big mansion with a big car.Have this status wealth so that God can be glorified in the world.
这正是世界上人所追求的东西。
Isn't this exactly what the world is pursuing after?
今天世人在地上所追求的就是这些。
All the men in this world are pursuing, seeking after this.
假如这就是荣耀神，我觉得圣徒中间最不能荣耀神的就是保罗。
If this is the definition as to how to glorify God, then I believe among all the saints, the person who least glorify God is Paul.
你看看 Paul 在哥林多前书第四章他怎么讲的。
Just think of Paul. What does he say in 1 Corinthians 4?
他说我直到现在，直到今天。
Even until now, the present hour.
我又是鸡，又是科。又是出生入体，又没有一定的住处。
I both hunger and thirst. I am poorly clothed and I am homeless and beaten.
直到如今，我还是世上的污秽，万物中的杂质。
Even until now, I have been made as the scum of the world and the dregs of all things.
他受了多少的苦
？How much he has suffered?
受了多少的羞辱
？How much humiliation he has gone through?
他有什么荣耀
What glory does he have?
若是照今天所讲的荣耀神学来讲他是最不荣耀神的
So according to the theology of glory nowadays he's the one who glorifies God least
弟兄姊妹今天人看的荣耀和神看的荣耀何等的不一样
So beloved what a stark contrast between the glory that God deems and the glory that we think
我们刚刚念的《约翰福音》第十二章
John 12 which we just read
从这段经文我们看到保罗是一个最有荣耀叫神在他身上得到最大荣耀的就是除了主耶稣他自己儿子以外那就是保罗
According to John 12 based on this viewpoint we know that apart from the Son of God Paul is the one who glorified God most
一粒麦子若不地落在地里死了，仍然是一粒，死了就结出许多许多子粒来。
Because unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, he remains alone. But if he dies, it bears much fruit.
爱惜生命的要失丧生命，凡恨恶生命在这个世上就要得着生命。
He who loves his life will lose it, but he who hates his life in this world will have it.
人要跟从我，人要服侍我，就当跟从我。
Whoever he who wants to serve me follows me.
我在哪里？服侍我的人，这个服侍的范围，奴仆、仆人，服侍我的人也在哪里？
Because where I am, he who serves me will be there also. And this serve me in the noun is a bond slave.
人若服侍我，我父也要尊重他。
He who serves me, my father will honor him.
这样一个人，神要在他身上得着荣耀。
A person like this, God will gain his glory in him.
这是一个往下扎根、往上结果的人。
And the same person is the one who takes root downward and bears root upward.
这个人是发光的一个人。
And the same person is the one who shines.
这是真正叫神得着荣耀的一个人。他是真的门徒。
Is the true one who glorifies God and the true disciple of Jesus Christ.
第二弟兄姊妹，主耶稣不是讲了吗？你们都结果子，叫父得荣耀，你们也是我的门徒了。
Brothers and sisters, doesn't our Lord say this? By this, my Father is glorified as you bear much fruit, and then you are my disciple indeed.
我们的保罗就是这样一个，把自己完全舍弃，背着十字架。跟随主，主在哪里，他也在哪里。主在哪里，主走的是十字架的路，他走的也是十字架的路。
Paul is the one exactly like this, denying himself, taking up his cross. Where the Lord is, there he is. And where the Lord has gone in the way of cross, there he also goes.
你们都结果子，不但获得荣耀，你们也是我的门徒。这是一个真的门徒，背着十字架，舍己爱神，胜过爱一切的这样一个人，他一定是都结果子的人。
A true disciple is the one who takes up his cross and follow the Lord and denies himself completely, bearing much fruit for God.
怎么能够都结果子？
So how can we bear much fruit?
主耶稣讲得非常清楚，藏在我里面，我也在藏在他的里面。
Lord Jesus says it so clearly, abide in me and I in you.
什么叫住在他的里面？他就住在我们的里面，这个知识就都结果子。
What does it mean to abide in him and him in us so that his branch will bear much fruit?
住在主里面，就是活着，活着与主联合的里面，活在与主连接的里面。
Abiding in the Lord means you live in the union with the Lord.
过一个与主连接的生活。
You live a life which is united with the Lord.
主是你的生命，在他的生命在你的里面做主的。
Lord is your life and his life reigns in you.
一个人怎么能够住在主里面，除非他离开这个世界，除非他离开罪。
How can a person live in the Lord?Only when he departs from this world and sin.
这个以后我还要讲，我先提一提。
Later on, I will elaborate more on this point, but right now I just mentioned very briefly.
这是我们能够明显看见的世界和罪比较明显的。
Now we can see this very conspicuous things that are seen in the world.Which are noticeable to us all.
但是有一个非常隐藏的，我们要注意的，就是我们己的生命，我们的天然的生命。这个生命不拿掉、不出去、不对付，我们怎么能够住在主里面，让他生命在我们里面做主？这样一个人才会多结果子，那个往下扎根，往上那个结果。
Another very hidden point as to abiding the Lord is ourselves.Which is hidden, that means you are your own master, then this self has to be taken out, let the Lord be your master, and then you can bear much fruit to glorify him.
这是要花代价的。
To do this, you have to pay a price.
所以路加福音十四章，主耶稣讲得非常清楚，你们爱父母过于爱我的，不配做，不能做我的门徒；爱儿女过于做的，不能做我的门徒，你们不舍己，不背着自己十字架跟随我，你们不能做我的门徒，你们不能往下扎根，你们不能往上结果。
So in Luke 14, the Lord says so expressly that he who does not love me more than his father or mother, he who does not pick up his cross to follow me, then he is not worthy of me, because you cannot take root downward, you cannot bear fruit upward.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见结果子何等的重要，照主照父的荣耀。
Bearing fruit is so very critical, important, because it glorifies God and glorifies.
所以约翰福音十二章给我们看得清清楚楚，神看的荣耀和人看的荣耀完全不一样。那一天主耶稣进到耶路撒冷最后一次。
Now in John 12, we see it so clearly that God's view of glory is so different from man's view on that very day when the Lord went to Jerusalem the very last time.
哎呀，我们看见这些虔诚的百姓都以为我们的主弥赛亚要来做王了，他骑着那个驴驹子进到耶路撒冷，这应验了以赛亚书第九章第九节，撒加利亚第九章第几节那个预言，他来要做王了，骑在驴驹身上。
On that very day, our Lord, fulfilling Zechariah chapter 9's prophecy, sitting on a donkey's colt, he entered Jerusalem, and the whole crowd witnesses, saying that he is coming to be the king.
Hosanna, 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 高高在上的 Hosanna, 奉主名来的是应当称颂的，高高在上的 Hosanna, 哎呀，这是主耶稣一生最荣耀的一个时刻，在人看来。把所有被万民都高举起来。
Hosanna, Hosanna to the highest, blessed is the he who comes in the name of Hosanna. According to the whole world's view, this is the time that the Lord was high, most highly exalted.
他从来在地上没有得到这样的荣耀。
But never was he once gaining such glory.
连外邦人都来问这个腓力，腓力就找了这个安德烈，把他们要带到主耶稣面前去看一看我们的主。
Because even Gentiles came to Philip, and Philip went to Andrew, because they requested to see the Lord.
但是主耶稣对他们说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
But the Lord Jesus said to them, the hour for the Son of Man to be glorified is now.
这不是我得荣耀的时候。
This is not the time that I will be glorified.
我马上要得荣耀了。
But I will soon be glorified.
父啊，求你荣耀你的儿子，让儿子也荣耀你。天上有大的声音说，我已经荣耀了我的名，我还要再荣耀。什么荣耀？主耶稣的一生背着十字架，遵守父的旨意。现在他要得到更大的荣耀，要上十字架为我们死了。
And the Son says, glorify me, Father, and so that I will, you will be glorified. And you heard this loud voice from heaven saying, the Father said, I have glorified you, and I will glorify you even more. What does this mean? That's because our Lord will soon take up his cross, and he will follow the will of God. That's the time when he is really glorified.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见就上十字架，为着主耶稣死在十字架，遵守父神的旨意，这样父才能够得着荣耀。
So brothers and sisters, we see that only when the Lord is crucified, obeying God's will, then God is fully glorified in so.
十字架在人看来是最羞辱的。
The cross is the most shameful thing to man.
你看一个人被挂在十字架，当作最囚犯受咒诅的一个人。
See a man hung on the cross and being cursed as criminal.
被人羞辱，被人嘲笑，被人欺凌。
Being mocked, reproached, and humiliated.
哪里有荣耀？
Where is glory?
弟兄姊妹，这正是神荣耀彰显的时候。
But beloved, it is exactly then God's glory is revealed.
死是一个消极的，他要从死里复活。
Death is simply passive because our Lord will rise again from the dead.
不经过死就没有复活，就没有这个荣耀。
Without this death, there will be no glory.
弟兄姊妹，你知道什么叫荣耀吧？现在。
So beloved, do you know what is glory now?
你在对照今天所讲的神荣耀神学，你对照一下。
Now comparing it to what so-called the theology of glory today.
但是今天好多基督徒都迷惑在其中。
And then so many of today's Christians have been lost.
所以这本书就会得这么的畅销。
And this is why the book is so popular.
一传十，十传百，百传千。哎呀，大家都要来看这本书。哎呀，写的真好，这真是我们今天要得的荣耀。
By the word of the mouth, 1 to 10, 10 to 100, 100 to 1,000 people. So everybody wants to read the book. It's so well written.
弟兄姊妹，为什么会这样？
And beloved, why is it so?
小孩子。
Because Christians are still babies.
今天做小孩子的基督徒太多太多了。
There's so many children, Christians. They are still children.
保罗在哥林多前书讲的小孩子，什么是小孩子？
Now in 1 Corinthians, Paul mentions children, babes.
我不能把你们当作属灵的，我只能把你们当作是肉体的，因为你们不能用饭来喂你们，怎么能够用奶喂你们？直到今天，你们还真的吃奶，不能用饭来喂你。你们是属肉体的，不是属灵的，小孩子。
Because Paul says that even today I cannot speak to you as a man, but as carnal, because you can only partake of milk, so you are still babies, children.
十三章保罗又提到了。当我做小孩子的时候，我言语像小孩子，意念像小孩子，心思像小孩子。等我做了成人了，我就把这些事都丢掉了。
And again, in chapter 13, he said, "When I was a child, I spoke, I think, as a child. But when I am full grown, I put away all these things."
希伯来书第五章也有这么一段话，讲小孩子。
Hebrews 5, again, a passage regarding children.
按照你们学习的功夫，你们应该可以做师傅了，哪知道还要把神的圣言的起初来教导你们。
According to the time, you should be teachers, but still, I have to teach you the elementary oracles of God.
你们只能吃奶，不能吃干粮。
Because you can only partake of milk, not solid food.
吃奶的不熟练仁义的道理。
Whoever can only partake of this milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness.
唯有长大的能够吃干粮的，他心窍熟练的通达，就能够分辨是非了。
Only those who have fully grown can take in solid food, and by the sense of their exercise, that they're able to, their senses of understanding are sharpened, so they will able to make a distinguish between good and bad.
小孩子分辨不清啊，把他这样的一个荣耀的神学当作糖，哎呀，真好吃啊，当作玩具，真好玩啊。
Because children have no sense of this discernment. So they think, oh, this theology of glory is so wonderful.
所以为什么保罗在那里第四章我刚刚念的这一段，要你们在正道上同归一义，得以长大成人，满有长成基督，长成的圣量，叫你们不再小孩子。十三节里面有三件事，这个三件事是为了什么？就是为了叫你们不再做小孩子。
That's why we just read this passage that we should all come to the unity of the faith, to the unity of the knowledge, and to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of God. And there in that passage, he mentioned three things regarding children.
只有这样你们才不做小孩子，不会再去做一教之风摇动飘来飘去啊。
So these are the three things that come to the unity of faith, the knowledge of the Son of God, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Christ. Only you are able to grip these three points, then you won't be children anymore, being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine.
什么叫异教之风？
So what is this heresy?
这里有一个微，这里有一个微浮，像海里面的波浪一样，一个微浮，高高低低的，你就随着这个高高低低的飘动。
This heresy is just like the waves of the sea, and they go up and down. So you do the same thing, up and down.
这样异教之风，这个异教不是说哎呀佛教啊、回教啊、这个犹太教，不是这个异教了，不是这个意思了，乃是这个不同的教训、不同的道理的风啊，不同道理的那种风啊，各种各样不同的讲法、不同的说法，这叫道理。
And also, as to the wind of doctrine, it's not, he's not talking about Buddhism or Judaism, but it's a doctrine, a different doctrine.
不同的，不是信仰，是一种不同的说法，不同的想法。
It's a, it's not our faith, but it's a different kind of saying, different kind of thinking.
哎呀，今天在基督教里，这种不同的教训太多太多了。
So in today's Christianity, there are so many different doctrines.
每个宗派，每个宗派有每一种宗派的不同的看法、不同的做法、不同的教导、不同的教训，这个不是信仰方面的。
Now, every denomination has its own different doctrine, different way of looking at things, doing things, and this is not heresy, but it's a different kind of doctrine, teaching.
这种异端也不是说今天像耶和华见证会好像摩门教这些异端，不是，都是指着这些教训来讲的，说法来讲的。
So when we talk about the different doctrines, we're not talking about Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormonism, but we're talking about different viewpoints, different thinking, different sayings.
正像今天的弟兄会虽讲合一的，但是就因着这些教训，哎呀，灾前被提啊，战后被提啊，部分的被提啊，哎呀，这些教训，这些说法，来飘来飘去，很多人甚至大家分裂了。
Think of our brethren movement, they are supposed to be most united, but simply because of the wind of doctrine, some people advocate being raptured before tribulation, others say afterwards. So because of this different sayings of doctrines, they are divided on this.
各种教训之风啊，各种道理之风啊，飘来飘去。
The wind of doctrine, the wind of different sayings, so we are being tossed to and fro.
弟兄姊妹，这个 wave 啊，不是像加利利海里面的哦，那个大风大浪的时候，哎呀，那真是要叫你命都上吊。没有人喜欢这个当做玩具、当做糖吃的，不是这个，不是这个浪啊，不是这个 wave， 这个 wave 大家都可怕，都要逃开的。
And also, the waves we just talked about are not waves in the Sea of Galilee, the big storming waves, because when it's like that, everybody will escape from that. We will not so enjoy it as a candy or something acceptable to us.
今有很多人喜欢一种 wave.
And today, maybe some people would like this kind of wave.
像现在马上八月半了，没有几天，八月半你在大陆的话，很多人到西当江，钱塘江啊，哎呀，发潮起潮的时候，哎呀，涌会涨大，哎呀，好好刺激，好好看呐、啊！这个浪花一阵一阵一阵一阵的，大家都在那里欣赏，弟兄姊妹，这就是 wave， 能喜欢的。
I'll give you an example. In August, Chinese New Year's August, and very soon in at this place called Tiantang River, you would see all the big waves coming up, and all the crowds would come together and look at the beautiful phenomenon. Everyone loved it.
哎呀，好多人很远的地方要去观赏这些浪啊，这些 wave 啊。
So many people even come from a far, far place.Simply to look at this sight.
还有很多年轻人喜欢去冲浪，你有没有看到拿一个滑板，然后就这个浪花来的时候，他就进去冲，哎呀，好刺激，好兴奋的，好愉快的，哎呀，好多人喜欢这个。
People just love to go surfing. So when the waves come over, they just surf in the midst of this. This is so exciting, very cool to do so.
所以这里讲的那个 wave 就是这个。
And then.That's the kind of wave in chapter 3, Ephesians, talking about the kind of a doctrine.
所以很多人小孩子把它当作糖好吃啊，当作玩具好玩啊，都接受这样的一个理论，这样一个教训。
So many Christians who are like a baby, who are children, they just loved all this doctrine as candy, as toys. They are very receptive to them.
你像今天的敬拜赞美也是一样，完全从圣经里讲的敬拜是两件事了，但是很多人喜欢呐、啊、这样的敬拜刺激啊，这样敬拜兴奋呐、啊、enjoy 啊，你看见吗？他们就随着这些浪花教导在那里飘啊飘来飘去。
Likewise, think of today's worship service among the churches, and they are so high, singing and enjoying themselves. These are the ways that are attractive to Christian children, because just like the what Paul says here, being tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind of doctrine.
巴不得这里 生了你都能够长大, 不被这些异教之风摇动, 飘来飘去。
I hope that here that all the children Christians will grow up. We should not be tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind of doctrine.
什么叫荣耀神?
So again, what is to glorify God?
我们严谨地讲, 只有主耶稣基督他的儿子能够荣耀父神。 只有他的儿子能够荣耀父神，除此以外，没有任何的可以叫神得到荣耀的。
Strictly speaking, only the beloved Son Jesus Christ can glorify His Father God. Apart from Him, nothing can glorify God.
弟兄姊妹，巴不得今天我们所做的、所行的，就是把他的儿子的生命能够彰显出来，实做这个果子，实做这些行为，能够把荣耀归给我们父神。 这里人看见了他的儿子的美德，看见了他儿子的荣耀，看见了儿子的性情。
Let us manifest the Christ through our deeds, through our behaviors, so that people can see the attributes of Christ, His beloved Son, and bearing fruit. This is called glorifying God.
这样的基督徒能够叫父得荣耀，这样的教会能够叫父得荣耀。除此以外，没有其他的方法叫神得荣耀。
Only a Christian like this, only a church like this, could God the Father be glorified. Apart from this, nothing glorifies Him.
只有出于神自己的、出于生命的、出于圣灵的，能够荣耀神。
Only that which comes from God, comes from life, comes from Christ, could glorify. Comes from Holy Spirit, can glorify God.
你们都结果子，叫父的荣耀，你们也是我的门徒了。
By this, the Father will be glorified if you bear much fruit, and then you are my disciple.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow our head and pray?
主啊, 不要把荣耀归给我们。
Lord, do not give glory to us.
因你名所当得的荣耀归给你自己。
Because a glory should be unto you, worthy of your name.
唯有你是配得这样的荣耀。Worthy
are you to receive this glory.
你的慈爱高过诸天，你的信实称道万代，愿你颂高过于诸天，愿你的荣耀高过全地。Your
loving kindness reaches to heaven, your faithfulness to the firmament be exalted, your glory be above the earth.
主，愿你的荣耀现在我们的中间。
Lord, may your glory be revealed in our midst.
我们都愿意背十字架来跟随你，做你的门徒。
We're all willing to take up our cross to follow you, to be your disciple.
我们起来服侍主，你在哪里，服侍的人也在哪里。
We will rise up to serve our Lord, because where you are, your servant shall be there also.
主，我们都是你耕种的田地，也都是你建造的房屋。
Lord, we are all your field and also your building.
主，让我们能够往下扎根，往上能够结果。Lord,
let us take root downward and bear fruit upward.
主，你来成全圣徒，各尽己职，来建立你自己的身体，叫你真的能够在我们中间得着荣耀。Lord,
come to equip your saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of your church, so that you could be glorified in your church.
若不是你建造房屋，建造的人徒然劳力。
Unless the Lord who builds the house, he who labors in vain.
若不是你看守城市，看守的人徒然惊醒。
Unless the Lord watches the city, he who watches in vain.
亲爱的主，不在乎奔跑的，不在乎定义的，求你发怜悯。
It's not up to the one who wills. Not up to the one who runs, but it is up to you.
不在乎教官的, 不在乎栽种的, 是在乎你叫他生长的神。
It is not he who plants, he who waters, but it is he who grows it.
主，求你怜悯我们。
Oh Lord, command your mercy. verse
8.
So that we are worthy of your calling and fulfilling all the good desire and the work of faith by your power, that your name will be glorified in us and us in you, that you will be glorified according to the grace of our Lord and Jesus Christ, to the praise of Father.
愿父在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，原来荣耀全能都是你的。 这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
To you be all the glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations forever and ever. We ask and pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.